Talking today with Jessica Kinville of Edmond FFA. Jessica, you are on your way to national convention here in a few days, really, and you're going to be competing in the extemporaneous contest. So, you know, that's a really tough competition. And what made you want to actually compete in that?
I think it was the idea that prepared public speaking was becoming too structured for me and too stressful, and the extemporaneous side definitely allowed me to be more myself, and it was a more relaxed contest in the beginning. And my ACT teacher was definitely one who pushed me to do it, and he was the one who started this whole thing. I wouldn't have done it without him telling me to get into extemporaneous.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your background in FFA and agriculture.
So I am actually from Wesley Chapel, Florida, which is a suburb of Tampa, and I've lived in Oklahoma for about 5 years now. And I had no agricultural background. My mom is from New York City, and my dad is from Ohio. And when I heard about they were starting an eighth grade program in Edmond FFA, and I heard them talking about it, having no idea what FFA was when I first moved here. And I was like, oh, that sounds cool. I can hang out with animals all day is basically what I thought it was. And then when I started getting into it, I realized that it was more of like a leadership community and that I had all these opportunities. And my mom was like, you're signing up for public speaking. And I just think I found a community that was relevant to me in Oklahoma and relevant to how my leadership skills, and a place that I could utilize all that. And that's how I got involved in FFA.
Well, you know, in extemporaneous, you know, you pick a topic the day of the contest and try to explain yourself on those positions. What are some of your favorite topics that you like to hopefully draw?
So I really like talking about current agricultural technologies. I do agri-science fair every year, and I've been pretty competitive in that. I competed with that at nationals, and I talk about a lot about GMOs and the use of microbes in agriculture and how the agricultural industry is becoming a more technological-based community. And those are my favorite kinds of topics because it's so current and relevant right now. And this, all the extemp topics are going to be relevant, but these specific ones are what we're moving forward to, and I think that that's really important, so that's why I like to talk about those.
The interesting thing about extemporaneous is that you never know quite what you're going to be faced with, so how have you managed to prepare for this? And obviously you've had good success so far, so what have you been doing to get ready for national convention?
So I give myself an extemporaneous contest every single night. I sit in my room, I draw a topic, I do the whole competition. But research-wise, I have been sitting down looking at all the questions from last year's national contest and hitting those and researching about those and hitting points where I'm less confident. So as I said before, I like drawing those topics about technology, but then I'm going to also need to be able to talk about trade and economics and agriculture. And so I was definitely researching more on the topics that I was unaware of rather than the ones I'm very strong in.
So coming from a prepared public speaking background, you know, extemporaneous, you've really got to think on your feet a lot of times and pull things out and be able to just do a lot of preparation in a very, you know, small amount of time. So have you found that transition difficult?
I have not found it super difficult. So when I'm memorizing a speech, I can memorize things pretty quickly. And so when you're preparing in the extemporaneous, that's what you need. You need to be able to memorize those facts quickly and easily. And I participate in parliamentary procedure, which is basically an extemporaneous contest. You're talking on your feet, thinking on your feet. You don't know what you're going to get. And so I think that that has prepared me for it, even though it is different than that. But the prepared side has prepared me to be able to structure a speech and be able to talk in front of people and answer questions, which is always extemporaneous anyways.
You kind of touched on it there a little bit for my next question, but the skills that you've developed in this contest and your background and all your other activities with FFA, are those skills going to go with you throughout life? Are they going to help you in any way?
I'm really fortunate to have found extemporaneous because for the rest of my life, there's not going to be an instance where I'm told to memorize a 5-paragraph speech and present it to somebody. Maybe a little spiel or whatever, but most of the time in life, you're speaking extemporaneously all the time. And I think that I want to go into a degree in law, and speaking extemporaneously is what lawyers do. That's what they have to do in their career, and I think that by participating in these contests, that's definitely going to help me for my future career.
What kind of law do you want to get involved with?
So I am in AP Spanish, and I would like to work in immigration law, but also I think it would be interesting to see from the agricultural side since I am in FFA, but I would also like to incorporate what my Spanish skills into my career in the future, and so that's the type of law I'd be in.
So that's kind of your long-term goals. What's your immediate plans for after high school? Are you thinking about that yet?
So far, I've applied to lots of colleges. I just went on a tour of Oklahoma State, and I really liked it. And they have a Spanish pre-law degree there. And so after college, I hope to go there and work on that. And I have enough AP credits that I can graduate in 3 years and then hopefully go to law school after that.